the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak وَأَسْتَشْفِعُ بِكَ إِلَى نَفْسِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِجُودِكَ أَنْ تُدْنِيَنِي مِنْ قُرْبِكَ وَأَنْ تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ وَأَنْ تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَكَ. Brothers and sisters, we were previously talking about the part of the supplication where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik. O Allah, I seek nearness to you through your remembrance. We said that this remembrance has three possible meanings mentioned by scholars for it. The first meaning was the sincere attention to the Almighty Allah. The second was the Holy Quran, as the Holy Quran itself says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. And the third one, the Prophet sallallahu and his household. Now, regarding this household, we touched upon the importance of the household of the Prophet and himself, of course, in the previous program. But it is important to note in this regard that we have to purify our hearts from the vices and we have to adorn it with divine meanings and names. We have to keep the virtues from Satan's assault, and we have to somehow keep ourselves present before Almighty Allah. We have to be aware of His existence in every minute of our life, and we have to practice every obligatory deed by doing anything for the wellness of the people and not just ourselves. And this can be the true embodiment of remembrance of the Almighty Allah. And these are the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. These are the things that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are teaching us. And this is what puts this meaning, the third meaning of the word remembrance, in line with the two previous meanings. Some of the pious persons, as well as some traditions, suggest that the word remembrance in the Quranic verses and traditions denote interior realities and practical deeds. Remembrance is, in fact, the actualization of Holy Quran, Prophet's prophethood, and Imam traditions. And there is no way to seek Almighty Allah's pleasure but through His remembrance. If we refresh Almighty Allah's remembrance in our hearts, if we practice Quranic verses, and if we follow the Prophet and the infallible Imams wholeheartedly, we can gain Almighty Allah's favor and attain prosperity.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
When human heart embraces divine meanings and names of Allah, the impact of these meanings on his soul and mind and all his organs becomes evident. Then a hot and sweet affection occupies his heart, and he becomes the instance of this word, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And these are the people for which the Holy Quran says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. They are the men whom neither traffic nor merchandise can divert from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. This is a comprehensive position for humans, which places them in Almighty Allah's succession on the earth. And it is in this high position that human will be safe from Satan's fraud. Nothing can distract him from God, and he is the manifestation of remembrance. The Imam of the Believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, stated heartily, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا إِلَّا رَأَيْتُ اللَّهَ قَبْلَهُ وَمَعَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ. I saw nothing except that I saw Allah before it, with it, and after it. And even in this case, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was in extreme thirst and hunger in Ashura, he was surrounded by calamities. What did he do? He put his bloody face on the earth before his beloved and said, إِلَهِ رِضًا بِقَضَائِكَ. O Allah, I am happy with your wish. وَصَبْرًا عَلَى بَلَائِكَ. I am patient with your examination. وَتَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِكَ. And I am surrendered to your order. لَا مَعْبُدَ لِي سِوَاكَ. There is no deity for me except you. Dear listeners, we are done with this part of the supplication. I assume it's necessary to point out that we took great help from the article named Commentary on Kumail's Supplication, available at al-islam.org. And for further points on this Kumail's Supplication, you may refer to this article. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Close to you.